Watson, a barrister was rubbish.
I need to show you something. This is Peter Sadler's medical file. Look under the known allergies heading. This was taken the morning his body was found. Weird, right?
No, actually.
Not even a little.
Dr. Mello. Oh, sorry for the wait. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to apologize face to face for what happened last night.
I can't promise it'll change my mind about suing the department over what your consultant did to my car, but it's a start.
There is just one thing I wanted to ask you. Did you ever treat Peter Saldúa as a patient?
You have a funny way of saying you're sorry, Captain.
It's a simple question, Doctor.
No. I never treated Peter Saldúa. I never even met the man. Now, if that's it, I am late for an appointment with my attorney.
Detective!
You know you're just digging yourself deeper, putting this man in the same room with me.
Dr. Mandler, this is a medical form completed by Peter Saldúa for another of his doctors.
I told you before, Mr. Holmes.
My associate, Miss Watson, was perusing it last night when she very astutely noticed that Saldúa had a rather strong allergy to rice.
This is ridiculous.
As I was saying, Miss Watson noticed Saldúa's allergy to rice, so you can imagine her confusion when she remembered seeing a sack of the stuff sitting on one of his shelves.
We also found a credit card receipt that told us he had bought it exactly 3 days before his death.
Odd that, right? Him going to the store and buying the one thing he's allergic to. Odder still, it was the same day he stopped using his cell phone. First, I thought that was by choice. Then I remembered the overturned washing machine.
What does a bag of rice and an overturned washing machine have to do with anything?
I was wrong the other day when I accused you of taking Saldúa's phone after you murdered him. You wanted to take it, but you couldn't, could you? Because you couldn't find it. He laundered it, you see. Left it in his pocket when he put his trousers in the wash. By the time he realized it was too late, the phone that he turned into a virtual library of his therapy sessions was no longer functional. Furious with himself and suffering the effects of what he couldn't possibly have known was steroid intoxication, he destroyed the washer in a fit of rage. And then he went to the nearest grocer's and purchased a bag of rice. Rice, as you're apparently not aware, is a natural desiccant. It can be used to absorb moisture from electronic devices that have been immersed in water. We went to Saldúa's home this morning and examined this bag of rice. You'll never guess what we found inside.